There's a very interesting story in 1 Kings 22 where the king of Israel and the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat and Ahab by names, come together to war against Syria. And they call the prophets together to prophesy about whether they're going to win this battle or not. And they call one Micaiah. He comes and he prophesies. But before he prophesies, he's warned to prophesy in alignment with all the other prophets. Don't step out of line, Micaiah, because everybody's saying this. So we need you to say this as well, so that we're all in agreement and we can go up against Syria. So he comes before the kings and he prophesies as he's been advised to prophesy. Yes, go up and the Lord shall surely deliver Syria into the hand of the king. And in verse 16, we see the king say to him, "How many times shall I tell you that you tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?" If you hold prophetic office, you are going to be under pressure to say what the people want to hear and what the other prophets are saying. But there are times when what you are going to say is going to be completely at variance with what other people are saying. And this is one of the times. So the king says, "For goodness sake, how many times have I got to tell you, Micaiah? I want to hear what the Lord's saying. Now tell me what it is." And what does he say? "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have no shepherd." He saw that if they went up against Syria, they were absolutely in for a defeat. Because Ahab was a wicked king, Jehoshaphat was making a very bad alliance. And the true prophet says, "Don't go up. It's wrong." So what's the moral of this story? Well, it's easier to say what the people want to hear. Because when the truth comes, it is almost always negative, because it's got to be. The truth is being told in order to change you from the place you're in right now and to bring you into a new place. It isn't going to tickle your ears. Many of you will be followers of A.W. Tozer, the prophet of the 20th century, a real man of God. And he did not tickle your ears with a sentence. He could decimate you, but you knew you were hearing from God. When Jesus came, he upset all the religious people, not some of them, the scribes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, every one of them were up in arms against what he was saying. "You have heard it said," he said, "but I say to you," getting right to the heart of the issue, "you have heard it said, do these things and then you'll be all right. But I say to you, I'm looking at your heart." So when God comes and really comes with the prophetic voice, he was cut right to the heart. You'd be cut to the quick. But you would do well if you hear the voice of the prophet. They're not there to harm you, but to bring you the word, the viewpoint of God himself. But check your prophets out, because if you read further on, you'll see a very interesting thing, that the Lord had called all the host, the angelic host before him, and said, "Who will go and persuade Ahab to go and fall at Ramoth Gilead?" And one steps forward and says, "I'll go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets." So whatever you hear from your prophetic voice, you make sure that you go back to God with it and say to him, "Is this you, or is this a voice of a lying prophet?" So take this word that I've given you this morning and go to the Lord with it and say, "Is this you, or is this a voice of a lying prophet? Is it the voice of a siren that wants to call me onto the rocks?" God bless you as you investigate this one. Amen.